You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
Is it a red flag if someone takes out a loan to pay for your dinner? It's Text Roulette. It's Radar with Elizabeth on vacation, brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. Here's the text. Let's see what you think. It's a short one. The guy I just started dating used Klarna to pay for our dinner. Is this a red flag? Now, Klarna is a way you can pretty much buy it now, pay later type of thing, I believe. My daughter used it when she was in college for a while because she wanted something for $80 and she only wanted to pay like $20 a month so she could kind of stretch her paycheck. The guy I just started dating used Klarna to pay for the dinner. Could that be a red flag? I mean, I'm thinking maybe he's just frugal, or maybe there's some other outstanding bills, and rather than say, hey, I can't pay for that, yeah, he's going to use Klarna and kind of pay it off slowly. Maybe they went to a big-time fancy restaurant, and he's thinking, boy, that's going to be a big chunk out of my wallet. Trying to impress this girl. Hey, I want to go ahead and pay for the dinner, but just got to hang on a second. I could use Klarna. 414-432-1099. Cassie, what do you think about this?
I would say it's a red flag.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I know that the economy is hitting people. Maybe he's, you know, trying to budget. But I would just, you know, that's like a, you know, I would be cautious that he's not really great with his money. And he's maybe spending more than he has.
So going ahead and sitting there getting the bill and going, ooh, I got to pay with Klarna. I mean, I don't even know how you do that. I know that you can do that, like, for things you buy online. But I guess you can do that in the restaurant as well. He's got to sit there. Yeah, he's got to sit there and kind of like try and get accepted. I don't, maybe, you know, it's like a credit check type of thing, and then they okay it. But you must have been, she must have been sitting there forever and said, okay, what is going on here? So that would be a red flag for you.
Yeah, or unless did they go to some Michelin star restaurant and it's costing like hundreds of dollars?
I mean, maybe. And maybe he doesn't want to flip the bill for that and he'd rather pay it off. Maybe he's just, you know, in between jobs or something like that. Have you dated anyone who you were like, oh, this is going great, and then all of a sudden there was a red flag, whether it was finances or something else they did?
Oh, yeah.
And what was that? What kind of thing happened in you? You went, okay, everything was going good until this happened, and that's a red flag.
Just brought me out, and I wasn't on a date with him. We were actually hanging out with all his friends, and he didn't tell me.
Oh, nice. So that's a red flag for you?
Yeah, it's just not cool.
No? I mean, he wanted to introduce you to everybody.
But he didn't tell me.
Oh, he didn't tell you? So you have to be prepped for this stuff.
Yeah.
So, okay, let me ask you this now. The text was, the guy I just started dating used Klarna to pay for our dinner. If they were going out and he would have said, hey, just so you know, I have to use Klarna to pay for this dinner, would you go through with the dinner or would you back out?
No, I think I would go through it. I'm like, I appreciate the honesty.
make him pay monthly for our dinner bill.
I appreciate the honesty. I would just kind of observe from there, like, okay, what are his spending habits or what's his financial situation?
What is going on with this dude? All right, so using Klarna for dinner is a red flag. What if he uses it for something else? We had just mentioned, like, buying something online or anything like that. Is that okay?
I don't know.
You're still with that Klarna thing?
It's kind of, I personally don't like debt. I don't like it at all. If I use credit cards, I always pay them off, and I use credit cards to get points. So if people have to resort to debt, it's an issue.
He's trying to build his credit through Klarna or any, I mean, we mentioned that because that was in the text, but there's a number of different ways you can, you know, pay things off, and it's not just Klarna or whatever, but I think that's kind of funny that's what he decided to use. And for those of you who don't know, it's a buy now, pay later type of option for things. But to try and use that for dinner, red flag, big time. Do you give him a second chance? Whether it's dinner or anything else?
Probably not.
We're done. Cassie says no. That's it. Anyone else have an opinion? Thanks, Cassie, once again. It's 414-432-1099 for Text Roulette.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.